Hello, I am disgraced former CEO of MeUndies, Sophia Alexandra.
And I am president of the Wilford Brimley Hate Club, Miles Gray.
Wow. Really hate Wilford Brimley, huh?
That motherfucker. Why is his mustache so lush? That's what I want
to
know.
And we're here to tell you about a brand new podcast on iHeart called 420 Day Fiancé.
Which features an elevated discussion, get it, of our favorite reality show, 90 Day Fiancé, and its various iterations.
What do you mean elevate? Oh, like high? That's hilarious, dude. Well, look, we love this show. It's one of our favorite shows. It's one of the first things we bonded over.
Yeah.
I was like, do you watch 90 Day Fiancé? He was like, I love 90 Day Fiancé. And let us tell you why. This show has everything. It has ups. It has downs. It has heartwarming moments. It has heartbreaking moments.
Honestly, it will build you up. It will break you down. It will take your wallet.
And it will make you laugh, too, inadvertently. Sometimes you will laugh at things that are legitimately funny, and sometimes you'll just laugh at someone's
misfortune. You're a bad person.
Yeah. Yes. It's a little bit murky.
But tell everybody what the 90 Day Fiancé show is.
Okay, if you don't know, and you should know by now.
Come on.
Basically about Americans who find fiancés abroad, bring them to the United States on a K-1 visa, and they have 90 days to either get married or the person who lives abroad must return to their country of origin.
Oh my God, so just low stakes.
Very low stakes.
Super low stakes.
Very, very low stakes, but for us, pretty good stakes.
We love it. Okay, my favorite thing about it is that it's usually two people that neither of whom deserve love.
That is a damning assessment.
It's true, though.
Well, that's more of your perspective in general. You typically are the more cynical one when we talk about some of these couples. I have hearts in my eyes, and I think everyone is in love, and love is real.
Your glass is half full. I smashed that glass inside the fireplace in a rage.
Tell me that wasn't even a glass, homie. On top of that, I think you and I also know a little bit about the immigrant experience. My mother moved here from a foreign country, had ideas about what the United States was, found out something was a little bit different. So I appreciate the perspectives from people abroad on what the United States is about.
And I am an immigrant from Ukraine, and I'm half of a Soviet robot, basically, and half an American. And I feel like I identify frequently with both people.
Yeah. I think, and that's why you're going to get balanced discussion. And not only do you get discussion, right? Most recap shows just talk about the show. But we analyze and we score the cast based on their actions. I know that sounds very complicated, but it's not.
It's so, super simple. Yes. We did all the hard work. I'm a doctor of calculus. Miles is a doctor of physics.
Yes.
I don't know how physics, you might be asking, is appropriate here, but that's not, you don't understand the algorithm. The algorithm is very fair. It gives and takes points away based on
the
just the actions of the people.
So let's say one of the people on the cast is acting like a responsible mother, which you rarely see on a reality show.
So rare. That's what you'll hear.
That's a responsible mother bonus.
Yep.
Okay? Acting like an ignorant xenophobe.
Oh no, you just lost a bunch of points.
You just lost a bunch of points.
And then if you lose enough points,
ooh,
what happens, Miles? You end up in
Cancelvania. It's not a good look. But also, we end up giving points too for acting messy as fuck. And it's the algorithm
sometimes
is not fair.
The algorithm loves the mess.
It's not objective about what's moral or immoral.
Nah.
It's about what's entertaining.
Exactly. That's all we care about. And, you know, sometimes we will get involved in points. Like, I frequently get penalized for getting, you know, just kind of messy and petty, right?
I'm always getting
the PBP, the pretty bitch penalty.
Actually, petty,
petty
bitch.
Bitch
don't
penalty.
See. Tried to change that.
Because, you know, I feel pretty.
No, you're real petty and you come after people's looks.
It's true. I do. Sometimes I got a clown on a girl's eyebrows.
Well, you know, and I sit back and I'm like, I wouldn't do that. And then I'm secretly
And then
laughing.
You're like, you're
from Cancelvania. Because sometimes my takes are a little bit abstract.
Yeah, and just then you end up in Cancelvania, and you are roommates with Louis C.K. and Aziz Ansari, and things are crazy in
there. Don't group me with them, okay? I moved up to a deluxe apartment in the sky of Cancelvania. Look, if you are still not sold on 420 Day Fiancé, I beg you, listener, ask yourself these three questions, and if you answer yes to any of them, you must listen and subscribe. Question number the one. Have you ever been in a relationship?
Question number two, are you a messy bitch?
Question number three,
are
you high like
right now?
If you answer yes to any of those, you need to get in on this show.
So listen and subscribe to 420 Day Fiancé on iHeartMedia, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you get your shows.
the iHeartRadio app. iHeartMedia. So just, you can just say that word. Just say
iHeartRadio.
No, the same energy.
I'll just say the whole thing again. So listen and subscribe to 420 Day Fiancé on iHeartRadio app or Apple Podcasts or... Fuck!
You never say the.
Why do I not say that? I think it's a Russian thing, honestly.
Because the doesn't
exist. We don't
have
articles. Yeah. So listen and subscribe to 420 Day Fiancé on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Media. Fuck no. God fucking damn it. Please include me cursing.
This is going to be it. I'm sorry. We're concluding this. It's been too good.
So listen and subscribe to 420 Day Fiancé
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your shows. Boom! That's the best ending I think possible.